sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and explore some of today's most pressing educational issues through the experienced eyes of leading education personalities. Welcome to Coffee. Please enjoy part two, How Can We Redefine the American Library?
It seems to me, from my experience at schools, that we seem to have a good understanding that we need good resources and information literacy is important. However, in the reality of the schools often is that there would be a project or other in elementary schools or middle schools, I work more with those, there will be a project that the students will be doing, and then the help of the librarian will be sought to help the students with the project. I feel that we need to do something more dramatic to make schools and teachers understand how critical that piece is in the education of the children. I feel that the librarian still has this kind of supplementary role in the life of the school. When I say supplementary, I mean we do what we do. We do the reading, we do the science, the math. And then sometimes during the year we will do a project where students will engage with some resources and we will ask the librarian to help us. So it seems to me that in many cases, it has this kind of supplementary role. I would love to see the librarian get a little bit of center stage. And center stage meaning, I don't know how we can pass this message that the ability of students to learn how to use information, how to learn from information, is a critical ability, and therefore the educators in the school system that can help them develop that skill are at center stage. It seems that we talk about it a lot. We talk a lot about, yes, information is at your fingertips, so we know that memorizing information is no longer an objective of the school system. We need to have students that will become critical thinkers, that they will be able to analyze information, synthesize information, create innovation, create novel thinking. So this is all nice buzzwords, that they're all, we talk about them. The reality of the school, though, is that there is the curriculum, the science curriculum, the reading curriculum, the social studies curriculum, and then the part that would critically engage students with, becoming critical thinkers and understanding how to use information, how to become independent learners and learn on their own, which critically relies on how you evaluate the information, how you handle all these resources. This seems to be a side part of the school life, which is when we do a project, we will ask for the librarian's help. Mm-hmm.
Elania, I think you could be our new queen.
I was going to say, I thought you were preaching to the choir there. She's going to, you're going to love it, right?
I do. And that's really at the crux of my initiative, which really focuses on the expertise and the value of the librarian. Now, certainly not an original idea with me to focus on the value of the librarian as a librarian, but most of this good information has come out initially of Colorado, and we have a few researchers whose expertise really lies in the assessment of the value of the librarian in the school. And, then you look at summative, you look at, nominative, you look at causal, you look at consequential, all those different kinds of things that say, the librarian needs to be there. The likelihood of having higher scores come out of that school on standardized tests and local tests and the presence of a librarian, how are those linked? So we have a number of studies that I want to really push forward this year. And then a man who's David Lank, as I mentioned him before, he actually is going to be spending the next couple of years building on his assessment content that also looks at the very strong relationship between having sort of this information coach, this information expert, the librarian in the schools to support the classroom faculty in just exactly what you're talking about. And looking at the scores that the kids make, and not only the localized scores, as I said, but standardized scores, higher education scores, ultimately scans competencies at the federal level. So every chance librarians get, they need to link themselves to the success of the student and the student learning objectives, the completion of those. And my last comment on that is I just came from a conference here in Texas, and we brought in a young woman from Virginia to talk about what she does, and then the school librarians in Texas started to talk about it. And one of the most wonderful examples to me was the critical need for a school librarian every year, at least at the beginning of the year, maybe several times during the year, to get a copy of the principal's business plan for the year. And what the principal does is have a series of pieces of content that link up with what their district wants and what the parents want, what PTA wants, all of those things. And what the librarian does in some places, and it needs to happen everywhere, is that he or she goes into the principal and sits down and says, I've identified 8 areas where the library can do this for you. You need this many active learning assignments. Active learning takes place in the library in small groups. You need critical thinking applied to contemporary resources, and it's in these 3 disciplines, and this is where the library can do this. And we see that happening in many locations, and we actually want it to happen in all locations, so that the librarian self-identifies with the principal exactly what Eleni was talking about, how he or she can help that principal be successful and their students and faculty. It's one thing for me to say this, but the most critical thing is for Eleni to say it. She's an expert in another area, and certainly an adjacent area, but the fact that Eleni says it is one of the most important things for us.
Yeah,
thank you, Eleni.
I have a last comment also, Rod, if you allow me. Something important, I think, in actually materializing this kind of the new critical role that the librarian has in the schools that I would like to see, and I would definitely love to help in implementing, is the training of the librarian in analyzing student data. I believe this will play a critical role, because what Julie was saying, you know, engaging. So when the librarian goes to that principal and says, here's how I can help you succeed, what makes this statement very forceful is when you have the data to support that, okay? So when I say the data, I mean, we do have that, there are tools to, and it's just that it hasn't been in the, you know, as part of what the librarians were doing, but we are in a new era, and I think librarians can and will want to see, okay, I am helping this student develop this particular skill. I'm helping them understand what quality information is and how to use it to support a conclusion, for example. Well, how do I know they're actually doing it? And having the librarian be engaged in that process as well. I know it's not in, you know, it's not what librarians were doing, but I am so convinced. I've spoken with librarians that would love to see the evidence that their work is actually working. And here is what the student looked like at the beginning of the year when they were not trained in these skills, and here's what he looks like. Here's what they're producing. Look at the assignments, or look at the resources they're picking for the assignments.
Yes.
So kind of this more tangible proof that they are actually delivering learning results.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's a great point, really. The data piece is so big, we know, in so many conversations in education and that expansion. And, you know, to close, I had a recent conversation with a well-known librarian who and said, quite frankly, you know, we need to make sure that we're marketing all of our skill sets and what we can do and really highlighting those not only to other teachers in the building, but the principals. And I think the data piece connects all of those components together. And it's and there's a lot of value, obviously, that they can demonstrate, and it's helping to bring them on board in those conversations. Well, Eleni, Julie, thank you for a wonderful conversation. Join us for our next cup of coffee as we continue to have conversations in education that matter to you. I'm Dr. Rod Berger, and this is Coffee.